It's Brian and Tricia, and it's time for our morning conversation. What was the first meal you remember cooking by yourself?
I want to say it was probably, and this is probably not really a meal, frozen pizza.
Okay, well, you had to prepare it. You couldn't just eat it frozen.
Right.
So I think that would be okay to say.
Definitely want to say, like, if it was multiple things on a plate, like grilled cheese sandwich and some soup.
Okay, there are people that are saying grilled cheese sandwiches. I think for me, probably opening a can of soup and adding water to it, that would probably be one of the first ones for me.
Why did we ever buy condensed soups?
Because it was good.
Yeah.
It still is.
I just don't.
May not be the best thing for you.
No,
But boy, it's good. Some bean with bacon soup.
That's still your favorite, isn't it?
It is one of my favorites. Yeah. Vegetable beef soup. Tomato soup with grilled cheese sandwich.
Never liked a tomato soup.
Mm.
It's just runny ketchup.
No, it's not.
That's all it is.
And all the condensed soups.
And then gazpacho is just cold runny ketchup. It's just nasty. But
well,
anyway.
I think my first meal. And this is not a successful one.
Okay.
This was like embarrassing looking back on it. But I was a kid and I didn't know any better. So we have this family meal growing up and we still eat it. We call it macaroni, bacon, and tomatoes.
Okay, and please explain.
Okay, so here's what you're supposed to do.
Okay.
So you cook the bacon and you fry up the bacon and
sure.
then you cut it into bite-sized pieces.
Okay.
So for me, I start with the bacon. I cut it into pieces and then cook it so it cooks faster. And so you've got bite-sized pieces of bacon. And so once that's cooked, you add tomatoes, canned tomatoes to the bacon.
Like in the pan where you cook
yes.
the bacon. Okay.
And
so we're talking frying it in a skillet on the top of a stove.
Yes.
Okay.
And so you add the tomatoes and you kind of let the flavors marry. And then
wait a minute. And I'm sorry I keep interrupting you. When you say
no
tomatoes...
kidding.
Is this canned tomatoes?
Yeah.
Is this
canned, canned tomatoes? Petite diced tomatoes.
Thank you. You got to be
okay.
specific. Because, I mean, there's about 1,000 kinds
like
of canned tomatoes.
Soup, okay?
Yeah.
So, in another pan, you are making elbow macaroni.
Okay.
Okay, so you cook that, and then you finish that, and then you combine the two. So, you've got macaroni, bacon, and tomato, and it's just like
is there
a
cheese?
Dish. No. No cheese.
I would think it would be...
Put salt and pepper in it if you want to.
I would think it would be even better. That actually sounds pretty delicious, but I would add like some shredded cheese.
No,
just
not
like
me.
On top, like
yeah.
melted in a little bit.
I'm sure other people in my family have, but I don't. So now as I'm older, I started adding a can of corn to it also because we would have corn as the vegetable on the side. So we'd have macaroni, bacon, and tomato as the dish. And then the vegetable like on the side was corn.
Do you think this was created out of like, well, we've got bacon and there's this other
This
stuff.
Was created with my mom's family growing up.
That was like what they had left.
Well, it was, that could feed a bunch
yeah.
of people. Macaroni, because there were, you know, 9 kids plus my grandparents and then foster kids. There were always a bunch of kids and people in the house. So this was a meal that would go a long way. So you could also make it with hamburger instead of bacon. But
this almost seems like a hamburger helper.
Sort of, yeah.
It's bacon helper.
Yeah. So the first time where I screwed up, I was young and I'd seen my mom make this a million times probably, but I never really paid attention. And so mom was playing Bunko. And so I decided I was going to make this. Well, I just knew what it was supposed to be like in the end. And so I took the bacon, put the bacon in the pan, started, you know, like turned it on, then I threw the tomatoes in the pan.
Before the bacon was done.
I didn't cook the bacon first. And so I just had a big old mess. Had to call mom at the neighbor's house. Messed something up. And so my dad was there like, I don't know what we're supposed to do here. What happened? So yeah, it did get fixed. I don't remember if it tasted good or not, but anyway, so that was the first meal I remember cooking was messing up macaroni, bacon, and tomato.
I think probably the next thing I know, like I made it from start to finish would have been spaghetti, but we used to buy this boxed spaghetti. It was in a green box.
Boxed spaghetti?
So,
okay.
Well, it had the amount of noodles you needed, the amount of Parmesan cheese,
huh.
and it had like, it was like a kit.
Yeah.
I think it was Kraft.
Okay.
And it was the one that my mom would buy, and then you would just like add meat and all that stuff. I think I remember making that, and yeah. I think so. I don't remember really being a very good cook ever. And I'm still sort of a freelancer in the kitchen.
But I bet you do okay, though. I mean,
I'm not really a recipe follower. I'm just like, well, we've got meat, we've got potatoes, we got this.
You kind of make stuff as you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Keegan goes, that's not a recipe. What are you doing? And I'm like, well, the recipe was made up by somebody.
So you're just making up your own recipe.
And he goes, yeah, but you're not a chef. You don't know what you're doing. Hey, it's Brian and Trisha rolling through your Wednesday morning. Hope everything is going well for you. Got a lot of great stuff on the way, including an impossible question. We got more great songs. But right now, we got to go back to that morning conversation. This one's interesting.
It is. What was the first meal you remember cooking by yourself? Mitzi Lynch, she said on Facebook, she commented, I love this. She says this was not her first meal, but she was trying to gain her cooking badge for Girl Scouts. So she had to make a meal at home. So she chose to make tuna casserole, the kind that had crushed potato chips on top.
Okay.
She says, I didn't ask my mother for any help. She tried to, but I told her, no, I was fine. So when we sit down to eat that night, my dad took a bite of the casserole and he started making a fish face. Come to find out, she had put half a cup of salt instead of half a teaspoon of salt.
Oh.
She said, I've come a long way. She was 10 at the time. I think we've all made some sort of mistake along the way with measurements. So, but bless her heart. But she kept cooking.
Mercy.
Good for her. She kept trying.
So the thing I've learned is some stuff's in those recipes for a reason. Like, you know, only whip this so many times, or don't mix it too much, or don't overmix it.
Right.
For things like you'd call a quick bread,
mm-hmm.
like a pancake or something, if you overmix that batter, it doesn't want to rise.
Yes, and that's my problem because I feel
I don't want like, the lumps.
Yeah, I feel like, well, it's still lumpy. I mean, that's going to be just a chunk of batter, or, you know, of the powdered stuff. If I don't mix it good enough, those chunks are just, they're not liquefied. And so I will keep mixing it. And realizing, okay, you need to stop because the recipe says this for a reason. And then when I end up with flat pancakes and I say, well, why are my pancakes flat? It's because I overmixed it.
Aren't all pancakes flat?
No, super flat, like where they won't rise at all.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Okay.
I'm making sheet pan pancakes tonight with chocolate chips.
Mmm. So you make it in the oven?
Yes.
On a cookie sheet?
Yes. By the way, the other day somebody told me it's called a cooking sheet. Not a cookie sheet, and my mind almost exploded.
What?
Well, you think about it, you probably make other stuff way more often than you just make cookies. Like, I don't know the last time I made cookies, but I've made biscuits, and I actually oven fry my bacon, you know, on a cookie sheet, bread, all kinds of stuff.
I make casseroles in a cake pan.
Right.
I still call it a cake pan.
I just call that a 9x11 pan.
Well, or 9x13.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I call it a cake pan, but...
But is it a cookie sheet?
Is it really cookie or cooking?
See, I don't know. But I also call the thing you use to turn pancakes over a spatula.
Me too.
And it ain't a spatula.
Yeah,
it's
we've
a
been
turner.
Down this road before.
I think everything I understand and know about cooking is horribly inaccurate.
But it is a spatula. There are different types of spatulas, I think, is what we learned.
But is it a cookie sheet or a cooking sheet?
I have no idea. For me, it's a cookie sheet. Don't change up the letters at the end. Cookie, not cooking.
And is it take it for granted or take it for granted? Somebody told me once.
Why would you take it for granted?
Somebody told me the saying should be take it for granted because granite is like this lasting thing. It's a rock. It's solid. It's firm. You know, it's never going to go anywhere. You should take it for granted like it's a fact. And I said, I think it's granted and I think you're stupid, but you know.
Don't take it for granted.
All I know is I'm still calling it cookie sheet.
Me too.